High-tech entrepreneur Kevin Jernigan is convinced that the pace of technological innovation is taking off. A Harvard computer science graduate, Jernigan says there are computers in unexpected places.
How many computers are in your car? There's several hundred computers in your car, little chips everywhere, doing things, managing the engine, managing the airbags, managing the brakes, right? 10 years ago, how many computers were in your car? Maybe a dozen, maybe less. 20 years ago, there was none. I mean, that's an exponential curve.
Bambi Francisco, internet editor at Dow Jones Market Watch, says new interactive websites are changing the way young people use the internet. Users are finding that communication can efficiently take place on a single page instead of with a string of emails.
I think the next generation, those growing up with the internet, will certainly find that far more useful than email. They'll find email very cumbersome.
Kevin Jernigan says email is already losing popularity with young people.
Email's for old people. It's kind of, not only don't they use it, it's got this negative cachet. Right? You know, who would use email? That's so obsolete.
Yahoo, with 250 million email users, sees things differently. Sabrina Ellis is project director at Yahoo Mail.
Email is something that's fundamental to the internet. An email address is something that everyone has.
As people increasingly turn to the internet for information, advertisers are following prospective customers online.
Advertising is very different now. Advertising isn't just about, you know, slapping a sign up on an outdoor billboard. It's about creating a community of a very passionate fans and letting the fans do your selling.
Kevin Jernigan says as the pace of technical change accelerates, the San Francisco Bay Area is well positioned to retain leadership. The infrastructure's in place, the corporate culture welcomes innovation, and the money is here.
The cluster of venture capital funds that's in the valley, they won't drive. They won't invest in a company that they can't get to in a 20 to 30 minute drive. So if you're a really smart guy looking for venture capital and you live in Iowa, they might be really interested, but they're going to tell you move to the area.
And those smart guys looking to start a business probably have emerged from Stanford or Berkeley, the research universities that anchor the Silicon Valley. Barry Wood, VOA News, San Francisco.
旺旺英语网站, 欢迎您的光临, 请记住我们的网址是 www.english.com